This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been talking for the past few days about the lessons from the great book in the Old Testament called the Book of Job and the lessons that we can learn about human suffering. At the end of our program last time, I've been talking about the fact that many of you who are listening may be involved in a great deal of suffering, a great deal of adversity. Some of you may be in the hospital. It may be staring you in the face, the fact that you're very likely to die. Or it may be that it's clear that you're going to undergo a great deal of suffering that will involve a long convalescence. It may be that you've tended to grow bitter and to turn against God because of that. But the Bible teaches that the exact opposite ought to be happening. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:71, "It is good for me that I've been afflicted. It's good for me that I am in this problem of suffering and pain, this adversity. Why? That I might learn thy statutes." In other words, that I might learn the will of God. Do you realize that suffering will help you to understand the Bible better? It will help your heart to be opened better to the teachings of it. It is little wonder then that the psalmist further said in Psalms 119 and verse 67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." I pointed out last time, just at the end, that some of you may be in prison who are listening to me now. And let me urge you not to lose hope. It may seem, at least, that every human being on this earth cares nothing at all about you. Maybe even your own family. Maybe those who had loved you have turned away from you. But I can assure you of this, that God Almighty will not turn away from you, that Jesus Christ will not turn away, that He loves you, He gave His life for you, He arose from the dead, He shed His blood and offered it in heaven that you might be saved from your sins. If you'll obey the gospel, believing in Him as the Son of God, as a penitent believer, willing to confess His name before men and God, to say, "I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," and are willing then to obey Him by being baptized, that is, immersed, buried in water, the grave of water, which the Bible teaches in Acts 2:38, in Acts chapter 22, verse 16, that you will arise from that grave of water to walk in newness of life with every sin you've ever committed washed away and forgiven by God. You might even have been guilty of murder. You might have been guilty of rape. But God will forgive you of that if you'll obey the gospel, being baptized into Him. And you can start over again. You can start with a new clean sheet of paper to write the story of your life so far as God is concerned. Now, so far as men are concerned, you may still have to stay in prison and serve your sentence. But you can do so as a Christian, one born again. You're not born again just by believing. You must be baptized. And if you want to be baptized, you can contact the local Church of Christ in your area. And I assure you, the gospel preacher will be interested in your case. Call upon him. Call upon the prison chaplain to help you to make that contact. You can live your life then as a Christian with the assurance that God will be with you every moment of your life. In those times of great sorrow and tragedy when it seems that you cannot stand things any longer, can turn to Him in prayer with the promise that Paul gave in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, that there is no temptation which you will face which He will not provide an escape for. In other words, it simply means He will be there to give you the strength that you need. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Him that strengtheneth me." Isn't that a marvelous passage? You can face whatever it is you're facing, even if it is death by execution. You can face that with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even if it's a long prison sentence, you can face it. But our time's gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the book of Job. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.